I'm Xander, and this is Alkali.
I'm not here.
And he is here.
I'm in the living room.
Goddamn, okay.
Cleaning your spill.
I did. Oh, that's right, I did spill.
Everywhere.
I'd do that.
An entire can of pop.
This is why I'm not allowed to have red things.
This is what. Red things?
It's just in general. Just in case there is a chance that it might bleed out onto the floor.
I figured from now on I'm going to make you take a glass of water with you everywhere that you go. So that when you spill your plop, you'll spill the water right onto it. I can just rush in with soap.
How about if I just carry a big can on my back like Mario in Super Mario Sunshine? And you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Sunshine, yes.
So Mario's gay.
Well, that's a given. I mean, come on. Like, Princess Peach is always inviting her over for cake.
And she can fly. Super Mario 2.
How?
The dress.
Is she queefing?
Her seamstress was just amazing.
Oh, but you know, Mario 2 was all a dream. Spoilers. Oh, spoilers. Sorry.
Wait, what?
This is a 25-year-old game, but yes.
Mario 2 was fantastic. Why is it all a dream?
It was all a dream. When you beat the game, Mario wakes up and then goes back to sleep. That's the end of the game.
There was one level I couldn't beat, because instead of going right to left, they went up. That level's a bitch.
I thought you start up by, like, dropping down.
Apparently, in somewhere in World 7, you have to climb back up from your drop.
So you're confused because you had to go up? Is that what you're saying?
How many levels in a video game are to go up? Video games, right to left. They're called side-scrollers for a reason.
The original Donkey Kong, you would go up and take out the Donkey Kong.
Okay, let's just rephrase it. You go up and take out the donkey. That game was destined to fail.
Shut up.
I want to be in that meeting. Yeah, let's make a video game. How about a bunch of plumbers? They go through pipes and collect coins and step on turtles. Alright, what's your next idea? You go up and fight a donkey. That first one was pretty good. Let's go with that.
Well, he's a monkey, not a donkey. I think Donkey... I can't remember why they called him Donkey Kong. It was for some retarded Japanese reason. Because the Japanese are insane.
It's probably just a mistranslation.
It was... They couldn't use something else, so they used Donkey instead.
It was supposed to be Donkey Punch originally.
Oh, no. Donkey, like, as in, what do you say? Irritable or something like that? You know how people, like, say, oh, this means that, and that you get English? So Donkey Kong is kind of just a case of English.
So, like, everything you just said?
You don't know what English is? It's like where they replace words and make them sound related.
Oh, I thought you were just trying to suck a dick in the middle of our discussion.
No.
Why aren't you trying to suck a dick in the middle of our discussion?
Because that would mean I slur my words even more. I have a problem pronouncing words as it is.
For those of you viewers at home...
They're not viewers! They can't see us!
They are a viewer.
There's no camera here.
I'm a ventriloquist, and you'll never know what I'm doing while I'm talking. Never. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to drink this glass of water. So, Xander, how are you doing today? Ta-da. It's much easier over the radio.
That's not your hand. So, yeah, Donkey Kong. Mario. Super Mario 2.
Speaking of games, how was your weekend?
Full of games that required me to look at boards. I believe they're called board games.
Yeah. According to you, they're called board games for a reason. Because you're always bored when you play them.
Hi-oh!
You're a jerk. We love our games.
For those who couldn't see, my bow tie just spinned. Because that was a terrible joke.
You're not wearing a bow tie.
Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha. Now, this weekend we had a bunch of my friends over. And I say my friends because they play board games. And that negates them from being Xander's friends. Because now he hates them.
No, I like them too. Just, board games have to be... A certain... Well, I don't know. Do I like any actual board game?
Settlers
I
kind of
like
Catan.
The one you're doing. Settlers I do actually like.
That's a tile game, but I consider it a board game.
It's a tile game.
It's a tile game. They have different qualifications. Infinite City is a tile game. Catan is a tile game.
Okay.
Citadels is a card game.
Okay, I see. Fair enough.
And your favorite, Arkham Horror,
oh, God.
Is a board game.
That's a life suck game.
It's amazing! You go around and close portals.
It takes forever.
Only takes forever because your turn takes forever.
And everybody dies.
Exactly. That's the best part. You don't win. You just do a little bit better every time.
Ah, I see. No, you just like to be Ash. No, there's Ashcan Pete. Who do you like to be? You like to be
Dexter Drake.
Guy with the top hat.
Dexter Drake.
Is he? He's a.
He's the magician.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, he's Dexter Drake. What's dude, his, with a name like Dexter Drake, how can you lose?
What's his power?
Oh, just anytime being awesome? You go. Okay, so for those if you haven't seen this game, Arkham Horror is a 8-to-1 player board game, which by the way is just the greatest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a game that had 1-to-8 players. It's how I got addicted. One? How can you play a board game with one?
I think that would be the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It was the saddest thing I had ever done. I had to do it just to say that I once played a board game by myself and lost. And they're like, oh, you played against yourself? Nope. You play against the board game. I think the only other one that did that, and this is a really old game, I think it was called the Omega Virus.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Hell no.
It was a bigger board game that had a little, like, hand-sized computer sitting in the middle. And by computer, I mean it was a little talky thing with a processor inside of it.
Okay.
And as you would go around the board, you would tell the computer what room you were in by punching in two numbers. And it would basically give you a clue onto the room that you needed to go to get the card, the keys. You would lock down three of the four sections, and in the fourth section, you had to find the Omega Virus and fight it. But you could play it with one player.
How do you fight a virus?
Lots of milk and bed rest.
You have to, like, collect vitamin C along the way?
No, it's a computer virus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You fight it with bits and bots and ones and zeros, and once I saw a two. Like,
this is like the bad TV version of science and hacking.
Oh, it was such an awful game because it was so simple, but it had a computer and I was young. Like, I have a computer now.
I'm a hacker. I made an HTML site.
Wait, well, I don't know what that meant.
HTML, that was like what you originally make. That's how you made web pages.
Do you
like,
know the language I know and I still know?
What?
QBasic.
What the hell is that?
Come on. You're the computer nerd. You need to know
QBasic. Okay, all I do is animate with a computer. That's my job.
Well, don't you have to do that with ones and zeros?
No, hell no.
Oh, wow, you're lazy as hell. I figured that's what you were doing.
It's basically like using a marionette, but over time with a computer. That's pretty much
I figured you were sitting going 0111100.
No.
Okay, that moves his left index finger. 0111100111. Right index finger. That's not how it works?
No. It's like, oh, here's Andrew, you're a computer programmer. You know what I'm talking about. I'm like, no.
You're not a programmer, you're an artist. I would never let
I'm
you
an artist.
I would never let you program my computer with your artistic ways. I'd turn it on, the coffee machine would attack me. Ah, new way of thinking.
It just explodes whenever I touch your coffee machine.
Coffee enema.
That's what you have every morning?
I try, but it burns. Like space herpes.
Okay, speaking of coffee real quick, I heard Starbucks is... I think they're already doing this.
What?
They're serving like wine and... Not beer. But I know they're doing wine.
I love that they have a drive-thru.
Oh.
I would like your wine and please, coffee, please. Sir, are you a wino? I own a car. Sir, that's a shopping cart with a motor attached. I was an engineer.
Okay, so...
Board games.
Board games.
Yes. So Arkham Horror, Xander's favorite board game.
No.
Your absolute favorite that we play every night. You are in the, you're basically playing a game inside the mythos of, who was that guy? H.P. Lovecraft. And the game is actually called You Lose the Board Game.
Yeah.
Because I think we looked it up on Wiki, and I think you lose the game 60% of the time, depending on which villain you get. You pick a random villain.
It's only 60?
Yeah. Well, we've won the last three in a row.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we've been doing good, but every once in a while you lose in like three turns. It's ridiculous.
This is half of Arkham Horror to me. You are stuck in a hole. Roll to see if you got out of the hole. You did not get out of the hole.
Oh, you're forgetting you are eaten by a Gru.
Wait 15 minutes for everyone else to take their turn. You are still stuck in a hole.
Hey, my turn always goes quickly.
A burst shed on your chest. You lost two life. Now roll to see if you got out of the hole.
That was a double bird.
The Ashlyn Kutcher brother gang came and kicked your ass while you were in the hole.
The Ashlyn Kutcher brother... Wow.
Yeah, I'm...
Wow.
Ashton Kutcher. I don't even know what the fuck that guy's name. What's the gang that always kicks your ass in that?
The Sheldon gang.
The Sheldon
They're gang. In the woods.
Yeah, the Sheldon...
If you go to an area in the game You have to pick a random event card. Then you find your area on that random event card. It tells you what happened. And one of the areas is the woods. And I think 50% of the cards are the Sheldon gang beats the shit out of you and rapes your dog. It's ridiculous. I never go to the woods.
So, okay, you know why jocks can't... Like, I grew up as a jock, okay?
Yeah, I know you did.
I'm used to instant gratification.
You have pecs.
As in, when I throw my hand at someone's face, I punch them for damage. When I play a game, like a board game... I have to do that like over a 5 minute period of time.
5 minutes? You're giving that game way too much credit. By the time you throw your punch and they take damage, sometimes it's Thursday.
You have to like add up numbers and shit.
Yes, you have to use numbers. God, like man. Ones and zeros, which you use to do art.
No, you...
Everything comes back to art.
Art is like the opposite of math.
What?
It's well, okay, for me it is. When I started doing art, the numbers just started flying out of my head. And I lost my math abilities. I traded them in.
You need to draw that. We're going to...
Just numbers flying out of my head.
An abstract drawing.
I came them out. That's how it works.
Like, you come ones and zeros?
I come in binary. So, no, but was... Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to mention this. The HTML thing. That was, like, what you used to make a web page back in the day.
Oh.
Like... It was like, oh, I'm going to learn a web page. And that's what you did. And you, like, you would put up on Angel Fire, and you'd have stupid banners like, click my banner ad. And you're like, I'm in a ring of people. Meh. Like, we're the poets of poetry.
A ring of people?
Yes, the ring of, like...
Is that like wrestling?
You would get into a ring. Like, okay, click the next thing to go to the next page of this person, ring of people. Like, that's how... This is how... Oh, this is how internet worked way back. Like, okay, it's 2012 now. We're talking about 12 years ago now.
The internet has been around for 12 years?
Oh.
I didn't start masturbating till 6 years ago. Damn it. I wasted 6 years.
You just masturbated to ASCII, like, zeros and ones making out the pictures.
I used to get off to pixelization.
God. Like the Atari porn games.
Oh my god, the ones that had like one pixel was
Custer's
pink.
Revenge?
One pixel was pink, that was her nipple.
That was her, oh yeah, yeah.
One pixel was pink, that represented a nipple.
Had you ever seen Custer's Revenge?
No, but I've seen a nipple.
It's
pink,
it's
and it's
historical
one pixel.
Game. It's about how Custer would run across the desert with his dong flapping up and down, dodging arrows to fuck an Indian woman tied to a cactus. This is what really happened that we learned about in history class.
I would rather stick to board games now, thank you. Your video games scare me.
And then when you got to the cactus to fuck her, you would be like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Yay. Which is
just,
a charge.
Just like real sex.
Yeah. And then it was beat 'em and eat 'em, where a guy with his gigantic penis would jerk off little droplets down onto women that you had to... guide to have it go into their mouths.
You're being serious.
I am being very serious. I'm not making these up.
They made porn games for the Atari.
Yes, this is before video gaming was big enough so that they cared. Like, Mario was too realistic. Before, when it wasn't realistic enough, we're like, oh, that's too much. We don't want to see Mario's cock.
Wow.
They saw him shooting fireballs, and they're like, oh, that's too close to, come shots.
We're done here.
All over Bowser.
Oh no, not Bowser!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like
that was
Bowser.
The easy way to take out Bowser. You shoot fireballs at him.
You had to hit him with like five. I never had
I
enough
thought
time.
It was like two.
Was it?
I don't know. I can't remember anymore.
I just found out like 2 years ago that thing at the end of the bridge in the original Mario Brothers was an axe. I thought it was a really weird lever.
Pull the lever!
Yeah, well, I mean, if I had to fight you on a bridge of lava, I would have a lever.
That's weird, because, like, they never use the axe anymore. You think how important that is.
Yeah.
You have to get the goddamn axe to kill Bowser.
That's how it worked.
Like, the new Mario would just be, like, splitting his skull with the axe.
Yeah, I think Mario has really upgraded himself over the years. So the first one, you didn't even have the power to fight Bowser unless you had a magical flower power. So unless you were a hippie, you couldn't kill Bowser without an axe. Which teaches the kids at home a valuable lesson. Hippies are not as proficient as axe murderers.
Axe to the face is much more efficient.
Well, axe to the bridge.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin's Mario Brothers.
And that's how you take out Star Trek, axe to the bridge. Then you go to Mario Brothers 2. Now, there wasn't a Bowser in there, but there was, like, what? There was Birdo, the transsexual egg-spitting psychopath.
Yes.
Which you could ride the... That's another one. I loved how gravity works in that game. Peach and those eggs could go on forever.
Yeah.
Luigi was on the moon. Mario was just...
If we had Birdos in real life, that would help so much. Because you could just ride that anyway. Well, those, like you said, those eggs could go forever. You could just ride that to wherever you're going.
And why did the mouse have sunglasses?
The mouse had sunglasses? I don't remember the mouse.
Yeah, the mouse, second level. Second level, there was the boss of that level was a mouse, and he was up on a platform, and he threw bombs at you. And you had to pick up the bombs and put them on his platform and blow them up. And when you blew them up, his sunglasses would go up, and he'd go, oop.
Okay.
It was the noise he made. Oop. Oop.
That's how you knew it was a dream, because mouses don't make that noise.
They don't? Then what the hell is crawling around in my room?
I wouldn't want to say who I think it was, but that...
You're done here.
Okay. Have you ever... Okay, since Mario 2 is a dream, have you ever had a lucid dream? Do you know?
Lucid dreams are awesome.
I've only had like two in my life. Seriously.
You've only had two?
Yeah.
Oh, they happen to me every once in a while, but I could... Like, I found out the way to stop a lucid dream. I don't know how to make it start, but I found out in my brain how to make it stop. Because there's a part of my brain that's still a good guy. And when I'm in a lucid dream, I'm like, oh, I can do anything. All right. I'm going to make a guy appear in front of me so I can rave. Oh, hey, look, I'm outside now. This isn't a dream. Aww. Going to school. Every time.
Your brain doesn't want you to be happy. Every time your brain doesn't want me to rape. Sex. See, I know people, Dragger has mentioned that he's been his persona in a dream. I never have had that thought to do such a thing.
I don't think, if I became my persona in a dream, I think I'd just stay there.
You would just forget what the fuck you're doing and ferret around.
I'd be the laziest thing ever. Like, oh, I'm a ferret now. Well, I should be sleeping for 15 hours a day.
Aww.
And then I'd start dreaming in the dream, and then who started
Inception? And then Leonardo DiCaprio would come in and like slap your bitch ass.
Oh, he'd fucking sue me. Like, hey, I created bass music and then you're dreaming. Whoa. Bass music.
And then you're like, I farted.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who thought that was a fart slowed down a million times. That's what I thought the music was.
I did originally.
It's just
the composer fucking with us. Hey guys, I'm going to fart in the microphone.
Yes.
And that's going to be the soundtrack.
Slow it down a million times. Okay,
get an Oscar. That actually reminds me how I was saying pedophilia is such a beautiful word.
Pedophilia is a beautiful word. It's just a terrible action.
For a kiddie rapist.
Well, who was that? No, that was Eddie. George Carlin.
Well, George Carlin said that the more syllables you add to anything, it like takes the punch out of the word.
Yes, and I think that's true. Listen to that word,
pedophilia.
Pedophilia. Oh wow, you're good.
I try.
I wish we remembered the song. Like, do you ever hear the song "John is a Bear"?
John is a bear.
I don't remember the tune.
It's because you were drunk.
Oh yeah.
I'm guessing.
I was. Well, I was improvising and making fun of my friends who were making fun of me. But I made fun of them through song.
You guys were just singing John is a Bear for half an hour.
Was it half an hour? Why don't you record these things?
Because I was trying to ignore.
You were trying to ignore me.
John is a big guy with a beard.
And
he's a bear.
He is.
Whether he wants to admit it or not. And he's going to hear this and punch the TV. Which will somehow hit you somehow. I'm trying to figure
it out. Where did a TV come into this? We're on the radio.
You might not know this. He has those, the ring powers. He's like that little girl. He just reaches the TV and punches you in the face.
Fuck. You know, that does seem to coincide with John's anger management powers.
He's just going to call you up. 7 days, bitch. His beard is coming at me. God, he's going to make you drink all the beer in your fridge. That's going to be his pop. I'm just going to find you with your mouth wide open. You're going to be drowned in the beer that he's bought for you.
Did I ever tell you he shaved that beard once? I think it was for his wedding.
I think I'd be scared.
For a week, all he could complain about was how cold his face was. His beard is like a face blanket.
Well, that's like Riker. I originally saw Riker. Whenever you see anyone with facial hair first... They look like aliens without the facial hair.
Or like 12-year-olds.
Ah! Is that why... Is that... Wait. Do kitty rapists, do they have mustaches or do they have beards or they? I guess no, like
they just talk like this.
They're clean shaven.
No, child molesters, what do they care about how they look? They get rape.
That's true.
Once you start winning with rape, you don't need to care about what you look like anymore.
But what goes better with, like, offering ice cream or candy? I don't know.
A teddy bear.
Oh. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Here, do you don't like whatchamacallits? Here's a teddy bear.
They don't even sell whatchamacallits anymore, do they?
They don't? My candy! How am I going to get the...
See, I get all my candy from the vending machine. So,
why would you ever go to a vending machine? Those are price gouging bastards.
Because there isn't a teller to judge me when I'm buying the candy.
Buy in bulk, bitch.
I have enough problem when I go buy lube every once in a while from Walgreens.
You don't have to do that anymore. You buy it by the gallon. You buy in bulk,
but
bitch.
But sometimes you need it right there. Not right there. In the Walgreens.
In the Walgreens?
Yes.
Hey, teller. How much of a discount will you give me if I use some of this?
Well, the weirdest thing is when the teller was like, so how does this work for you? Like,
that's right, you told me about that.
Good, I guess. I like it. I'm like, okay.
My ex actually had the best one.
What?
He was kind of a smaller guy. Hmm? Went into a place like, and he picked up a box of Magnums. And the teller who was an older guy, looked at him, yeah, right. And without missing him, he goes, oh, no, not for me. For my boyfriend.
That's awesome.
Oh, poor old people.
No! I have to imagine this man having sex. That's how they all talk.
That's how they all talk.
Especially when they're imagining you having sex.
Oh, God.
No!
You know what? I just realized something.
That's why my parents do that every time you walk in the room.
Oh, God damn it!
Oh, God. I hope he's the bottom.
Oh. Your parents coming up to me. So I'll go like... You like football?
Yeah, I like football.
Do you like to watch football while you're fucking my baby?
Are you the quarterback or the center?
I'm the wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. I watch
and then,
football.
Then somebody else walks in. I'm the pinch hitter. God damn it. You are.
I like to watch football. That's what I'm doing, not when I'm not playing board games.
Board games are awesome. We played Descent. You almost liked that.
I felt so bad because, like, the last two games were really good that were leading in the Super Bowl, but they both ended.
We're not talking about board games anymore. We went over to football.
No, just real
you
quick.
Fucker.
Okay. I felt this guy, it was like that really old YouTube video. Okay, it's not that old. The kicker missed a really easy field
goal. Oh, I was actually watching that at work.
Yeah. I felt so bad for that guy.
Okay, you got to tell me because I wasn't around. Is he blaming the guy for holding the ball wrong, or is he taking credit for shanking the fuck out of it?
I don't even know, but that was kind of the joke because Laces Out was from
yes!
Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
People at my job started screaming
Laces
at the screen.
Out!
Yes! Unbelievable! That's why I started watching.
The guy spun it, and I think he got it off. Like, actually, they blamed the guy for not calling a timeout or whatever. Or yeah, because like he would, like rushed in there without enough time to do it.
Oh my god!
Like they're kind of like, okay, go, do your job that we're paying you for, and we're gonna hate you if you don't do it.
Well, they can hate me all they want. I'm making $1.5 million.
He kicks a ball for a living.
Yeah,
he's like a porn actress.
Yeah, you keep booing me. I'm going home to my giant house and Ferrari.
Boo hoo! That's a funny thing when people are like, oh, I feel so bad for so-and-so. Like, yes, they'll go cry in their piles of money.
No, no. My gold hot tub is only filled with half caviar this time. The rest is just a blue whale.
Opulence, I hesit. I'm going to kiss a small giraffe now.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
I love that guy. Okay, back to board games. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're good. You get to talk about football. I get to talk about board games.
You scared off all the other furs because I don't know.
No, they think it's funny when football players fail.
Oh, of course.
Are you kidding? I'll never understand. When we do Super Bowl parties, I don't care who you are, but if the game gets good, everybody shuts up and watches. They're like, oh, this is what I've been missing? But then they go and watch a normal season game. It's like, well, this isn't half as exciting. Well, no, because they're not killing each other.
It's true.
They're really into it.
It's the last game of the season. They can afford to, like, dislocate a back or two.
Absolutely. They're playing their hearts out. Earlier in the season, like, oh, my nails. Oh, Brett Favre.
He's going to have to baby that nail. You just have to put the paint back on it or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
They
paint their nails.
Why? They blend into the
this
football.
This is the drag football league.
See, I'm just waiting. Okay,
DFL.
So we just watched Moneyball.
Yes.
Which is a movie about changing the game. Okay.
Yes.
It was like, and it was actually, for those of you listening, Moneyball, actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, it's worth a watch. It's a baseball movie, but it's not like one of those movies where it all comes down to the big game. No, it's actually like the process. Very cool. All right. But I'm just waiting for it, because you know it's got to happen one mm-hmm. day. How many movies have there been about changing the game? You know, Little Giants. Oh, they changed Pee Wee football. Okay, Moneyball. They changed how baseball works. Angels in the Outfield. They changed how death works. Okay, so it's all about just once. I just want this movie to
exist. Angels in the Outfield was so, like, not fair. Like, that
they
was taking the whole
lost.
Tebow thing of having God on your side, literally.
Hey.
That'll be the next Angels in the Outfield with Tim Tebow. They're just going to show the Angels catching the ball and shit.
Oh, they could
fly. That would make so much more sense if it was, like, based on reality. They show, like, Angels blocking the guys for Tim Tebow.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good. I want to see this movie made. A football movie. In a tie. Where football is going downhill. Brett Favre. Yeah. There's one man, and it just shows a shadowed creature. It looks like the guy from Assassin's Creed.
What?
And he's ready to play the D&D football, and it's just him using dispels, or we'll go real realistic. A magician playing football. Like, he's the quarterback. He goes to throw the ball and just posies, fly out over the field. And the wide receiver is all of a sudden, the ball's in his hand. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! So, and then the referees don't know what the fuck just happened.
So now all the quarterbacks are magicians.
Tell me that wouldn't make amazing
Starring
football.
Starring David Blaine, Chris Angel, David Copperfield.
No, I said magicians.
Oh, okay.
Can't put half of those in there.
David Blaine would just, like, get the ball snapped to him, and then he just, like, sit in a water tank for an hour.
As he's running, a giant wall of ice falls, and he just runs right through it. It doesn't even break.
I'm still alive.
David Copperfield, like, he reaches back to throw the ball, throws it, and goes flying, but he's still holding his head in his hand, and he throws another one, and it's just, like, 40 footballs out of the field, and just some pinball guy, multi-ball! It's Elton John, pinball wizard.
No, he would just.
You've never,
like,
seen anything like it? They run down that field.
He would just make the other team disappear. Like, wah! He could make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
But then all that happened was he turned the audience and they're all looking at the parking lot.
That would be the Statue of Liberty play.
The Statue of Liberty play!
He makes the other team disappear with a mirror somehow. Is that how he did it, with a mirror?
No, the Statue of Liberty. Okay, spoilers to everyone out there. This is how the Statue of Liberty trick was done.
20-year-old trick, by the way.
Yeah.
Most people don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
David Copperfield got a huge audience out to Ellis Island, sat him down in the stands, and then put a big sheet in front of him. And he said, well, I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear. Now you see it. And he went on about how impressive the trick was going to be, and the sheet dropped, and the Statue of Liberty was gone.
Yeah.
The trick was that all that happened is he had a very, very quiet way of rotating the stage. So the sheet and everything was attached, and all the spotlights were attached, and the sheet would, like, block their peripheral too. But because it was so big, it didn't register to them that they could no longer see the peripheral. And he paid a fuck ton of money to get all the lights on the shore turned off. Like, it was pitch black, and he rotated the stage. So if anyone had looked behind them and had really great night vision, they could have called this bullshit. But of course, you know, he's a magician and he can account for all that.
What if they were there and you just hear, like, what is that? Nothing.
One of the motors gets too hot.
My drink just spilled. Why did that happen?
But you know what? He's smart enough. He goes, earthquake! And just jump into the water and swim away. The better trick.
I'm a millionaire now. Goodbye.
He goes back and steals all their cars. Gone in 60 seconds.
Now he's black. No. I don't mean that.
Well,
there aren't any black magicians. Why is that? There's only white guys.
Well, the
guys.
Worst part is there's a reason.
What?
Because some of the best magic tricks are done with the blackout screen behind them, so if their hands keep disappearing, it just wouldn't look that great.
That's terrible.
And black magicians hate wearing white gloves because that's racist.
So you're saying a black magician would have to have an all-white
All white tuxedo, yes. And seriously, name one black person that is allowed to wear all white. Tacky! Good night.
Where are you going? Okay, fine. Is it that time already? It is. Holy shit. Okay, well, this has been another episode of The Dragon Show. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali.
Goodbye, everybody.